ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر.
Good Tree Academy presents Quran Connection. Help support the education of our future Muslim leaders. This year, Good Tree Academy is accepting Zakat funds for our tuition assistance program. Visit goodtreeacademy.org/Ramadan. Here's a khutbah delivered by Sheikh Arsalan Haq at Good Tree Academy.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'gfiruhu wa nasta'hdihi. ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحابته الصالحين الغر الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Sayyiduna Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that one day he was with the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so he said to him, Ya Rasulullah, teach me something that will help me enter into paradise and push me far away from the hellfire. And so the Prophet ﷺ told him, you have asked me about a very important thing, but it is actually easy for the one for whom Allah makes it easy. And then Rasulullah ﷺ began to teach him some of the most important aspects of our deen. Worshipping Allah, not committing shirk, performing salah, giving zakah, fasting Ramadan, making hajj, and other things. And after he taught him many things, then the Prophet ﷺ said to him, Ya Mu'adh, do you know that there is one thing that if you do it, it will make all of these things right. This long list of things that I have given you, there is one thing that governs all of them. Do you want to know what that is? So Mu'adh said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, what is that? And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed to his tongue and he said, guard this, control this. So Mu'adh said, Ya Rasulullah, are we going to be questioned about what we say? Is Allah going to ask us about what we say? Because he thought that we're only going to be questioned about what we do. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, may your mother bereave you, O Mu'adh. What else will cause the faces of people to be dragged into the fire of hell other than the harvests of their tongues? My dear brothers and sisters, students, teachers and staff, our tongue is one of the softest organs of our body. And yet, it can be the toughest, the harshest, the hardest, and the most damaging parts of our body. One time, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu got into a disagreement with Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And in the heat of the argument, Abu Dharr lost his temper and he said to Bilal, "You son of a black woman." And so Bilal got really hurt. He went straight to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and complained to him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, "Did you say that to him, O Abu Dharr? Did you curse his mother? You are a man who still has traces of jahiliyyah in you." And Abu Dharr al-Ghifari apologized to Sayyidina Bilal. And he took that lesson from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and it transformed him. So many years later, fast forward many years later, and Abu Dharr al-Ghifari is standing in the streets of Medina, an old man now. And he has next to him an African slave of his. And the slave is wearing the same beautiful, expensive shawl that Abu Dharr is wearing, exactly the same. And so somebody sees that scene, and so he takes Abu Dharr by the hand and he pulls him to the side and he whispers to him and he says, "Why are you giving your slave such an expensive shawl? You could have given him something else that was less expensive." And so Abu Dharr looked at him and he said, "Never. Because one day, a long time ago, I had an argument with an African slave, freed slave, whose mother was black. And I cursed at him and his mother. And I learned a lesson that day that I never forgot." You see, my dear brothers and sisters, Abu Dharr learned his lesson. But many of us, we don't learn our lesson. We use our tongue and we unleash it. And it becomes like a weapon of mass destruction. Hurting people's feelings. Hurting people's image. Lying, backbiting, you name it. Mocking, ridiculing, making fun of others. And we go on and on. And you know what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about how dangerous this is. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that sometimes a person says one word because of which he falls into the fire of hell so deep that is the distance between the east and the west. One word, my dear brothers and sisters. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that sometimes a person says a word and he earns because of that the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he doesn't pay much attention to what he said. But because of that, he falls deep into the pits of the fire of hell. One word, again, dear brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Not a word comes out of your mouth, except that there is an angel ready to record it down. Every word that we utter has consequences, my dear brothers and sisters. Words are like bullets. Once they leave the gun, they don't come back. And they do damage that is worse than a bullet does. Imam al-Ghazali, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his book, Ihya Ulumuddin, he talks about the dangers of the tongue. And he says that there are 20 ways in which people misuse the tongue. 20 ways. And he lists those 20 ways. One of those 20 ways is mocking others, making fun of others, ridiculing others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us about this in the Quran, in Surah Al-Hujurat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la yaskhar qawmun min qawm, O you who believe. In other words, listen, if you have belief, then you better do what I'm about to tell you, if you are truly a believer. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la yaskhar qawmun min qawm, don't make fun of one another. Don't ridicule one another. عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ You don't know. The person that you're making fun of may be better in the sight of Allah than you. And then Allah says the same thing to the women. وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٌ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ And the women better not do that either to one another. Because the one that you're making fun of may be better in the sight of Allah than you. And then Allah says, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ Don't insult one another. Don't speak ill of one another. وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ And don't use offensive nicknames for one another. Don't give each other nicknames that are offensive to the other person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, don't call people by a name that they don't like. If there's a name that you give to your friend, your brother, your sister, and they don't like that name, you're not allowed to use that name for them. Don't use offensive nicknames for one another. بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ What a terrible thing it is to become immoral and wicked after you have iman, after you have faith. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُوبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ And those who don't repent, they are the ones who are truly wrongdoers. One companion of the Prophet ﷺ, Abu Musa, he asked him, Ya Rasulullah, أَيُّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ أَفْضَلْ What is the best type of Muslim? What is the best type of Muslim? And you know, you maybe expect Rasulullah ﷺ to say, the one who prays the most, or the one who reads the most Qur'an, or the one who memorizes the most Qur'an, or the one who makes more hajj or more umrah, or the one who gives more charity. He didn't say any of that. He said the best Muslim is the one from whose hand and tongue other Muslims are safe. The best Muslim is the one from whose hands and tongue other Muslims are safe. That's the best Muslim. Guarding the tongue is what makes us the best Muslim. Not being a smooth talker, or the one that tells the best jokes, or the one that's the best in arguing, or the one that has the best comebacks. The one who can guard his tongue. And the Prophet ﷺ also said that your iman will never become upright until your heart becomes upright. And your heart will never become upright until your tongue is fixed. Until you guard your tongue. But you know the problem is, the reason why we misuse the tongue, the number one reason why we misuse the tongue, is because we talk so much. Because we talk so much. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah said that the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ كَثُرَ كَلَامُهُ كَثُرَ سَقَطُهُ The one who talks a lot makes a lot of mistakes. How many times have you and I said terrible, stupid things only to regret it later? How often do we hang out with our friends and start joking around and everyone is laughing and we're just talking and talking and we get in a zone and while we think that we are entertaining ourselves and others, we are hurting this one and accusing that one and we're digging a hole for ourselves and it's getting deeper and deeper and by the time we realize it, it's too late. Because like I said, once the trigger is pulled, and the bullet leaves the gun, it's too late. As for the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was not a person who spoke a lot. He was a person who was طويل الصمت كان طويل الصمت قليل الضحك وكان أصحابه يذكرون عنده الشعر وأشياء من أمورهم فيضحكون وربما تبسم. He would spend long periods of time in quietness, and he would laugh little. His companions would tell jokes, and he would smile. He would smile. He would engage in the conversation, but he wasn't a person who was always cracking jokes and always talking. And dear brothers and sisters, his companions learned this from him. The companions learned this character, this quality from him. And so Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to say that there is nothing that is more in need of being behind prison than the tongue. In other words, he wants to jail his tongue behind a mouth that is shut. He wants to jail his tongue behind a mouth that is shut, so that he uses his tongue occasionally only to do that, only to say that which is khair, only to say that which is beautiful, which is helpful, which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, another companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say, أَنصِفْ أُذُنَيْكَ مِنْ فِيكَ فَإِنَّمَا جُعِلَتْ لَكَ أُذُنَانِ وَفَمٌ وَاحِدٌ لِتَسْمَعَ أَكْثَرَ مِمَّا تَتَكَلَّمُ بِهِ. He used to say, be fair with your tongue and your ears. Be fair between your tongue and your ears. Allah gave you two ears, and He gave you one mouth, so that you listen more than you talk. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ فَيَا فَوْزَ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, students, staff, faculty, and teachers, we are almost in the beginning of the month of Ramadan. We're almost there, just a few more days. And Ramadan is a month of fasting, but it is also a month of control, self-control. Ramadan is a month in which we train ourselves to control ourselves. Starting with controlling our hunger and thirst. So I want to eat, but I say to myself, no, I'm not going to eat until sunset. I want to drink, and I tell myself, no, I'm not going to drink until sunset. I control my moods, my desire, my wish to do certain things. And one of the most important things that we should control in Ramadan is our tongue. Is our tongue. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when one of you is fasting and then you go around and you abuse people with your tongue, you lie with your tongue, you hurt people's feelings with your tongue, right? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need for you to stay hungry and thirsty from the morning to the evening. In fact, He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if somebody provokes you when you're fasting, somebody provokes you, don't get provoked. Tell that person, look, I'm fasting. In other words, I am training myself to control myself this month. I'm not going to allow you to provoke me. If I do that, my dear brothers and sisters, then truly, truly I am benefiting from the month of Ramadan. And remember, there's an angel sitting on my right and my left, recording every word that I say. So let us practice this beautiful teaching of the Prophet ﷺ, and I'll close with this. This golden teaching of the Prophet ﷺ, in which he said what? مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, that whoever believes in Allah in the last day, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ, then either say that which is good or be quiet. If you have something good to say, then say it. Something truthful, something helpful, something that brings happiness to your brother and sister and friends. If you have something good to say, say it. But if you don't, then be quiet. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us get ready for Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us control our tongues. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who use their tongues in ways that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings and our mistakes. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama barakta ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim fil alameen innaka hamidu majid. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا مولانا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم اشف مرضانا واشف مرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وارحم موتى المسلمين وفرج عن عبادك المستضعفين المظلومين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم الطف بإخواننا في فلسطين. اللهم الطف بإخواننا في غزة. اللهم كن لهم معينا ونصيرا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. آمين 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 والحمد لله رب العالمين.